This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Thursday released numbers indicating that life expectancy in the U.S. dropped by one full year in the first half of 2020. It's the biggest drop since World War II. The data indicates minorities suffered the biggest impact, with Black Americans losing nearly 3 years and Hispanics nearly 2 years. Health officials say the news reflects the toll of the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as a rise in deaths from drug overdoses, heart attacks, and diseases that accompanied the outbreak. The CDC calculates life expectancy based on how long a baby born today can expect to live on average. The statistics show overall that in the first half of last year, that age was 77.8 years for Americans overall, down from 78.8 years in 2019. Life expectancy at birth has risen steadily in the United States since the middle of the 20th century, but 2020 has been reported as the deadliest year in U.S. history, with deaths topping 3 million for the first time. Millions of people in the United States are dealing with the effects of frigid, stormy weather, including many in the southern state of Texas, who have spent days without electricity and have had water supplies disrupted. Authorities ordered about 7 million people in Texas to boil tap water before drinking it due to damage to the water system. The region is experiencing unusually cold temperatures. In the city of Dallas, for example, the typical high for this time of year is about 16 degrees Celsius, while on Wednesday, the maximum was -3 degrees Celsius. For more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. On Thursday, a Belarusian court sentenced two Belarusian journalists from Poland-based TV news channel Belsat to 2 years in prison. The two journalists had filmed protests against President Alexander Lukashenko. The two women were detained in an apartment in November from where they had been filming protests taking place over the death of a demonstrator who was killed several days earlier. The Kremlin said on Thursday that a call by the European Court of Human Rights for Russia to free jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny amounted to meddling in Russia's internal affairs. The Strasbourg-based court ruled on Wednesday that Russia should immediately free Navalny, whose arrest and jailing sparked anti-Kremlin protests in cities across Russia. A Kabul University professor was killed when a bomb hit his car in Afghanistan's capital on Thursday, police officials said. It was the first attack in days after a series of such incidents in recent weeks. The Islamic law professor was killed in Kabul along with another person, said a police spokesman. The identity of the second individual was not immediately known. An aide to Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha on Thursday filed a criminal complaint accusing an opposition lawmaker of insulting the king. That's a crime punishable by up to 15 years in prison. Thailand has seen a sharp increase in use of the Lese Majeste law since youth-led street protests last year broke the taboo of criticizing the monarchy by demanding its reform. A Lebanese court decided on Thursday to remove investigating judge Fadi Sawan from the Beirut port blast probe. That's what the lawyer who represents around 1,400 victims of the explosion told media. The judge had charged three ex-ministers and caretaker Prime Minister Hassan Diab with negligence over the huge explosion, which was the largest non-nuclear blast in history. It occurred on August 4th and further exacerbated strains on a country struggling with its worst economic crisis since the 1975 through 1990 civil war. Protesters demonstrated across Myanmar again on Thursday to denounce the February 1st military coup and arrest of elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi, and police forcefully dispersed crowds using water cannon in the capital and catapults in a northern town. Again, for more on these stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.